The Hawk is on the air at 101.5 FM.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Dispenser man, if you please, serve my chick a mess of calories. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Flip back the lid, scoop anything in sight. Make it a rainbow of red, brown, and white. Chocolate chip and everything that's nice. Tutti frutti once and spumoni twice. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Spray the whipped cream for at least an hour. Pile it as high as the Eiffel Tower. Loaded with nuts, about 16 ton. Top it with a pizza, just for fun. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me.
Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Banana split for my baby, a glass of plain water for me. Stack her up with crazy goo,
'cause that's the stuff she likes to wade right through.
Banana split for my baby,
a glass of plain water for me. Now add the cherries, the kind she loves to munch. Skip one banana, use a whole darn bunch. Drown it in fudge, 6 or 7 cans. Give her 2 spoons, she'll eat it with both hands. Banana split for my baby, and a glass of plain water for me. Separate checks, it must be. Charge the split to her, the water to me. Oh, the banana splits for my baby, and the glass of plain water's for me. Ain't got no money, the glass of plain water's for me.
.5 The Hawk welcomes you to Johnny Athens Variety Hour. This week, we have a ton of different musicians to celebrate a ton of different happenings, such as Louis Prima with Banana Split for My Baby. We had him first in the show to celebrate that wonderful dessert, Banana Splits, because today is National Banana Split Day. So go out, split yourself a banana, and enjoy yourself. But before that, perhaps have a drink, for today is also National Whiskey Sour Day. There you go, something to wash down the banana split, or perhaps the banana split will wash down something else. And it's also National Kiss and Make Up Day. So there you go, if you're also resenting any hard feelings to someone out there, you know, today is the day. One day of the year, you can put it aside, just kiss, maybe a hug, maybe a bow, you know, social distancing, COVID, whatever. You know, just a bow, a kiss. Dude, make it a kiss. Come on. It's National Kiss and Makeup Day. So you kiss and you make up. Now, whether you have the whiskey sour before or after that is up to you. And the banana split, well, I guess you can share that. You can split that. Or have the glass of plain water. There you go. And, of course, we're celebrating with so many great musicians, as we do here on the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, such as Art Farmer, Lonnie Smith, Frank Sinatra, John Coltrane, Dizzy Gillespie, Sonny Stitt, and before some of those, we'll have Sonny Rollins, right here with Paul's Pal on 101.5 The Hawk. Thank you. 5 The Hawk, welcome back to this week's Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Pleasure to have you. That was Paul's Pal by Sonny Rollins, followed by Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, played by Artie Shaw and his Gramercy 5, named after his telephone home line. And this is from the first period of the Gramercy 5, recorded in 1940, and you may notice the harpsichord there. Not a very common instrument, especially at the time. It was somewhat new. So Artie had asked Johnny Guarnieri, who was the pianist for the little group, the band within a band, if he could play the harpsichord. And of course, Johnny says yes. And of course, he can play. And it's the next day, as he's fiddling around, that he realizes that with the harpsichord, you have to hit the keys a lot stronger to get the notes, because unlike a piano, where felted hammers hit the strings, with a harpsichord, the strings are plucked by a little plastic tooth, almost. But it all went well, and we got this wonderful recording. I think it's one of the best treatments of this standard. You know, of course, it's known with the platters, Smoke Gets in Your Eyes, but this just has a wonderful, jumpy, kind of happy little jazzy style to it, the Artie Shaw flair. And we also have a special artist up next who's actually retired. Well, I guess not quite retired, but his name is Harry Garland. And on YouTube, he posts videos of himself. He plays lots of standards, but he plays them with also a very interesting instrument that you don't typically hear. And it's another keyboard, like it is the organ. Yes, he has a double-keyed organ, and he just likes to interpret his themes, and you get a very interesting, it's almost a ballpark sound with these interpretations of certain songs. So here he is, Harry Garland and his organ, playing It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing on 101.5 The Hawk.
Nothing but blues. Oh, they say some people long ago were searching for a different tune, one that they could croon as only they can. They only had the rhythm, so they started swaying to and fro. They didn't know just what to use. This is how the blues really began. They trees singing weird melodies, and they made that the start of the blues. And from a jail came the wave of a down-hearted frail, and they played that as a part of the blues. From a whippoorwill way up on a hill, they took a new note, pushed it through a horn until it was worn into a blue note. And then they
rehearsed it. They rehearsed it and then sent out that news that the Southland gave birth to the blues. They nursed it, then they rehearsed it, and they sent out that news that the Southland, they gave birth to the blues. Ooh. Mm-hmm.
101.5 The Hawk welcomes you back to the Johnny Athens Variety Hour. Had a few good songs there with Harry Garland playing his rendition of It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing on his organ, followed by Frank Sinatra telling us about the birth of the blues, and Art Farmer, of course, the legendary Art Farmer, with Petite Belle from his concert Live in England from 1964. Up next, we also have another very special musician group, and that is the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, which has a very interesting story. Preservation Hall is located in the French Quarter of New Orleans, and the band's aim nowadays is to spread New Orleans-style jazz around the world, as musicians do. But its beginning is what's rather interesting. It starts with a little man named Alan Jaffe coming down from Pennsylvania on a honeymoon to New Orleans. Now, the theater, Preservation Hall, was being managed by a Larry Borenstein, and while there on their honeymoon, Alan Jaffe went to the hall. They went to visit. It was an art gallery at the time that played live music, and they enjoyed their stay so much in New Orleans that they decided to stay, and Larry, the owner of the theater, eventually asked if Alan would like to manage the hall. And so he did. And he hired local musicians from around the area, usually older, from their 60s to 90s, people who struggled with poverty and racism and illnesses. And he took them in, and eventually they got playing around the world and with many other musicians such as D.D. Pierce, George Lewis, Sweet Emma Barrett, and even today they're still on tour. They have a tour going on right now. They'll be in New York, New York on September 2nd if you want to go see that. And they'll even be making their way to Mexico in March of next year. So should you find yourself there, if the pandemic eases up, then you'll get to hear them all around the world. Isn't it a lovely thing? And nowadays, the lineup consists of Charlie Gabriel, Walter Harris, Ben Jaffe, Alan Jaffe's son, Ronald Johnson, Brandon Lewis, Clint Majgan, and Kyle Roussel. So here they are, the Preservation Jazz Band, on 101.5 The Hawk, playing us La Vie en Rose.
Les yeux qui font baisser les miens, un rire qui se perd sur sa bouche, voilà le portrait sans retouche de l'homme auquel j'appartiens. Quand il me prend dans ses bras, il me parle tout bas, je vois la vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est lui pour moi, moi pour lui dans la vie. Il me l'a dit, l'a juré pour la vie. Dès que je l'aperçois, alors je sens en moi mon cœur. La vie en rose. Il me dit des mots d'amour, des mots de tous les jours, et ça me fait quelque chose. Il est entré dans mon cœur, une part de bonheur dont je connais la cause. C'est
101.5 The Hawk, welcome back. This is the Johnny Athens Variety Hour you're listening to, but of course, you already knew that from all this wonderful jazz that we're playing. But what are these songs called? Well, first we had the Preservation Hall Jazz Band playing La Vie en Rose, as I'm sure you could tell by that illustrious French singing. And that was followed by Lonnie Smith playing It's Changed from 1967. And an interesting fact about Lonnie Smith is he originally got started as, well, a few different ensembles in the late 50s, including one which happened to have Grover Washington. So think of that, two wonderful musicians that went into very different categories, and each had their own abundance of fame and success, and rightfully so. But really interesting that they got started in a similar area, I guess, these vocal ensembles of the 1950s. You know, pop music, rock and roll is new. But, of course, Lonnie Smith is known for his Hammond organ, a gift given to him by a local music store owner when he was but a child. And as he got playing with George Benson in the 1960s, he eventually had his solo career, and now we get to play that music for you. It's Changed, as I mentioned, on 101.5 The Hawk. And our next song comes from three great musicians on just one fantastic album, Sunny Side Up, released in 1959 on the brand new Verve label. This features Sonny Stitt, Sonny Rollins, and Dizzy Gillespie all on one track. That is The Sunny Side of the Street. And this album, 38 minutes, four songs, was monumental for a multitude of reasons. Not only do you have a pun title name and two fellas named Sonny, but you have a wonderful blend of different forms of jazz playing. You have both Rollins and Stitt inspired by Charlie Parker, but each take incredibly different approaches to how they improvise and how they play bebop. Sonny Stitt picks up the fast, the white-hot pace of the improvisation that Charlie Parker had. But Rollins is thoughtful, he's thematic, he goes around. So it's this balance, this best of both worlds that when you hear together, and even when they're not improvising, when they're just playing that, you know, the chorus together, it just sounds so wonderful. It's a whole sound. And of course, you have Dizzy Gillespie doing only what he does best, and that is play a fabulous trumpet. And in this case, he sings a little, which is even more exciting. That's right. His lyrical ability is perhaps not fantastic, but it is a wonderful sound, and it's a wonderful jazz style and feel to it. It's very relaxed. It's calm. He's having a good time. In fact, all three of them are. So here, let's take a listen to On the Sunny Side of the Street, on Sunny Side Up, with Dizzy Gillespie and Sonny Rollins and Sonny Stitt on this radio station, 101.5, The Hawk. Thank you.
up your hats, coats, boots, and everything. Leave your worries on the doorstep, cause we're going by and by. Just direct your feet. You look neat on the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear the pitter and the patter of the raindrops trickling down your fire escape ladder? Life could be so fine, fine as wine. I used to walk in the shade with my blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. It's over, Casanova. If I never had 1 cent, I'd be rich as Rockefeller, gold dust at my feet.
Five the Hawk. We are just about ready to wrap up the hour for this week, this Wednesday of the Johnny Athens Variety Hour, and I thank you for tuning in. But before that, I want to talk about that musician that just played, Dr. Samuel Hoffman, another interesting musician who has a very interesting story and start to his career. You see, he started playing the violin when he was a young boy, 14, and then eventually he grew up, he became a doctor, a podiatrist, in Los Angeles. And while he was there, he had, before he got there, he learned how to play the theremin. But while he was there, he realized he was the only one in the local musicians union that could play the theremin. And being Los Angeles, of course, there are moody movie studios abound. And someone was looking for someone to play the theremin for the score to Spellbound. You may know it as an Alfred Hitchcock psychological thriller, of course, from 1945, featuring Ingrid Bergman and Gregory Peck. The film was very successful, as most Hitchcock films are, and Spellbound today is still a very good film. It holds up, as does the music, evidently. And he was asked to play on many more soundtracks, such as The Day the Earth Stood Still. And we're talking 50s here, you know, that space age boom. What better sound than the theremin can you pair with that? So he was doing a bunch of soundtracks for horror and sci-fi movies. And eventually, in the late 1940s, he recorded with a band leader named Les Baxter, from which that last song, Moon Moods, comes from, Music Out of the Moon, a 1947 album. And these were forerunners to the exotica version of jazz, this new booming, well, not booming, but this new form of jazz that even today isn't very popular. It's not too common, but it's still around, and they make some great music. It's an interesting sound. Sun Ra is an influencer from them. And Hoffman, prestigiously enough, even got to play with Captain Beefheart on their 1967 album Safe as Milk. He appeared on two tracks there. So pretty interesting and a pretty exciting career. It goes to show even having a hobby, like playing the theremin, might just pay off if you get a little bit involved. I mean, he was a doctor, a podiatrist through all of this, so goes to show maybe you can have more than one dream and still succeed at them all. So there you go, and we succeeded in another hour of this show. I want to thank you for tuning in once again, if you did tune in. If you thought of tuning in, well, we hope that eventually you do, but perhaps you can tune in next week, but it's the thought that counts, and we appreciate that. So special thanks to Marie Cassidy, of course, and all our musicians this week. A nice show, and we'll see you back next week. And to close us out, here is Sita's Song Flute by John Coltrane on 101.5 The Hawk. ¶¶